Let's begin this now mini-sermon with the words of praise from Simeon. That Jesus is a light to lighten the Gentiles. That he is the glory of your people Israel. That he is your salvation. And so he brings in the Gentiles, he shines the light on Israel, and he brings salvation to the world. And you and I, we are privileged to live in the age of the Messiah. And because we live in the age of the name of Jesus, peace has come to us. Peace has come to us from God. Peace that can only be given by God. Peace that does not mean the absence of war or prosperity or harmony with our fellow human beings. This peace is something that the world, that peace is something that the world can give. That peace is given only at the price of compromise of our beliefs of right and wrong. No, the peace that God brings is a true peace, a peace that God gives, and he does so in the person of Jesus Christ. He is born, and in that birth, peace is delivered. And peace means that God and man are reconciled. We are restored to the blessings. We are made right with God. We are promised paradise, salvation. In him the tribes of Adam boast more blessings than their father lost. And so Simeon, that saint there standing in the temple, Simeon stands at the end of his long life. He holds the Christ child in his arms, and he celebrates his future. His future? Lord, now let your servant depart in peace. What's he talking about there? Why, he's talking about the end of his earthly life. He's talking about dying. And he celebrates that future. Lord, now you let your servant depart in peace. Because when there is that peace with God, that peace which Jesus brings, that peace which he has earned and given to us, then there is no reason to fear. There is only the ongoing grace and mercy and blessing of God. There is nothing that can or should terrify or endanger the saint because he has seen the Christ. And that's what it means to live in the age of the Messiah. And we share that song of faith as often as we sing the Nunc Dimittis. In Jesus' name, amen.